T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Elisa Starr, Elisa Starr, Leathermouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Starr.
You guys. Okay, so I have this story that I've been wanting to tell you, but it is totally just me obsessing about my cats. So I have put a lot of warnings on this. If you do not like cats, if you do not want to hear cat stories, then you should just move along because this will bore the fuck out of you. Okay, so the deal is that I have a cat named Clonopin who I've had since he was like palm sized, right? He was like 4 weeks when I brought him home. Now for the last, he's three now. For the last 3 years, he has thrown up all the food I've ever tried to give him. He can't eat regular cat food. He had a hard time with tuna sometimes. I finally got tuna and rice, and then he could eat it like, you know, and like once or twice a week he wouldn't throw up. Basically, my house, I've been calling it a vomitorium, which I think is funny because it's a real thing. In Roman times, when the gladiators would kill each other in the ring, there is a place to watch the gladiators kill each other called the vomitorium. Because, and it's just like this nice, I'm sure they have like some kind of drainage situation in it. But basically, so many people were so grossed out by the bloodshed that some of them just couldn't help themselves. And so if you were going to be a vomiter, you should have stayed in the vomitorium. People would like send you there if you were too pukey. So yeah, so I thought it was really funny to say I lived in a vomitorium, but it kind of was like that. Right? Clonopin, and I used to make these jokes. The thing is, he was so loving. He was such a sweet kitty cat. People would be like, "You named your cat Clonopin?" I'd be like, "He's a natural antidepressant. All he ever wanted to do was snuggle." For his entire life, he has slept right next to my butt. I don't understand why my farts have not murdered him by now, because they are doozies. But that's his happy place, right? I mean, it is like the largest, warmest part of me. I have a mountain, not an ass. Not everyone is brave enough to climb the mountain. So, Clonopin is snuggly, but I was like, don't call your cat after an antidepressant because he might be bulimic or anorexic, you know? He might have a little bit of a neuroticness to him, and Clonopin is kind of neurotic. So I couldn't figure out what to do for him. It's been annoying me for 3 years. It's something I accepted, is that my life is going to have extra puke in it, but he's worth it because he's such a good snuggle bun. And then Moose, my other cat, who goes outside. Clonopin doesn't. Moose goes all around the neighborhood. Moose started bringing dead things home. Now, I have had cats my entire life, like since I was 7. My parents had cats. My sister had cats. I've known a lot of cats in my life. So dead stuff doesn't bother me. You know, that's the deal you sign up with. If you let the cat outside, even if you don't let the cat outside, sometimes the cat will find something to kill. That's just their deal. you just let them at it. You know, you just, you explain to them where it's okay to put the corpses and where it's not okay to put the corpses. That's my philosophy. And, you know, honestly, Clonopin just won't leave. He, like, I've tried to get him to leave the porch, or anywhere really, like moose will sneak off the balcony of our apartment complex, and Clonopin won't. He won't leave at all. He's a homebody, but Moose is bringing him birds, you know, that were, like, at first we started with dead stuff, right? Dead bird here and there, a mouse, a rat, and Clonopin would get really crazy. He would start growling. He'd start doing the cat thing where, he, like, if you tried to take the thing out of his mouth, he was not having it. So, you know, I let him play with the dead things. I tried to keep it in the living room. When they were done with it, I asked them to either eat it or keep it outside. And honestly, they did it. As soon as you tell them stuff like that, Moose especially is a good listener, but both of them were like, oh yeah, I guess I can kill stuff outside. So then they start, like, Moose started bringing him, and this is the thing, they would eat this, like, these rats and these birds, and Clonopin wouldn't throw up at all. Like, this cat couldn't take, like, regular cat food, gluten-free cat food, just tuna, like, with rice. And, like, he would throw everything up. But now that he's just eating dead rats, he's fine. I was so confused. But Moose kept bringing them, and I kept being like, thank you, Moose, because this is the food that he can actually eat. You know, he throws the tuna up, but apparently he can eat a dead bird. So then Moose started bringing stuff that wasn't quite dead yet, right? And one night he brought 3 or 4 baby bunnies in, but not all at once. He, like, found a nest and he kept bringing them in. They were tiny. They were like hamster size. And he kept bringing them in alive. And he and Clonopin would take their time killing them. And I was like, look, can you just don't bring it inside until it's dead? I don't mind you playing with dead shit in the house, but, you know, eat the whole thing. I don't want to see any leftovers. Keep it where I can see it. I don't want dead body parts under the bed or whatever. And, you know, if it's a rat, I need it to be outside. Those are kind of the rules I settled on. But again, Clonopin ate all these bunnies that Moose kept bringing home. I tried to get upset about it. I did. I tried to be like, they're baby bunnies. They're alive. This is terrible. But, you know, bunnies, they breed like rabbits. So, and there are so many of them in the neighborhood. I see like 5 a night when I go outside. We have a bunny problem here. It's fine that Moose wants to eat them. It's fine that he finds a nest of them and he decides to kill the baby bunnies. I just couldn't bring myself to give a shit about that. I just thought it was funny that he just, one after the other, every half hour, he'd show up with a new one in his mouth, and then he and Clonopin would kill it together. I did not enjoy the way the baby bunnies, like, they sound like a dog squeaky toy when they're dying. Not pleasant. But outside of that, I was like, all right, fine. So now, ever since he's been eating all the dead shit, suddenly Clonopin's digestive system is fine. I tried to give him regular cat food again, and it's fine. It's the first time in his life that he hasn't been puking. He's starting to gain weight. He's never, ever gained weight before. I've always just worried that he was hungry. And he was always hungry. So now that he's gaining weight, now that he can choke down regular food, he's not cuddly anymore. And so I realized the other day, like, he just acts like a normal cat now. Like, he's like, okay, you have to come to me. You have to put a lot of snuggle time in order for me to even be interested in approaching you. Like, you know, it's just like guys in 7th grade, right? I do all the work trying to get this reluctant animal to come to me. That's exactly what my 7th grade boy experience was. And it's what my cat experience is. And, you know, for some reason, I'm addicted to that kind of rejection.
And that's why I've always had cats. But I really did think, like, for the last 3 years, Clonopin's been this, like, super snuggle buddy. Wherever I was, he wanted to be with me. But now I'm realizing that's because he felt like shit all the time. That's because he was hungry. And, you know, you want to cry after you throw up. You want someone to hug you. So he's not as snuggly as he was. And now I have to, like, demand his attention. I have to work super hard for it. And it's just such a bummer because I was like, oh my God, did I do this? Do I have Munchausen by proxy? Did I poison my cat because I liked him to be snuggly wuggly? And I was thinking about that last night and I was like, you know, I do miss him being snuggly. That's true. But if I'd poisoned him for attention, then I would have brought him to doctors over and over again, instead of just keeping it the sad secret of my apartment. And I would have tried to get attention for the vomitorium I live in rather than just trying to not ever mention it to other people unless I felt like they were going to come see me in my house. I was like, okay, wait. Instead of asking for attention, you deflected attention and you just silently cleaned up, like, I'm going to say pounds of vomit over the last several years. I've dealt with a lot of cat puke. And so then I realized last night, I was like, no, if it was your choice, you would have been aloof and well fed this whole time and you would have never had to live in a vomitorium. Anyway, so that was like my guilt trip of obsessing over how to take care of this cat. But then there's this other thing too, right? Where his name has fit him really well for his whole life. Clonopin, you know, neurotic, but clingy and snuggly in a way that made me feel like something completely adored me without reason, you know? And now he's just like a regular cat. Like, so I was like, do I rename him? Or maybe after this period of him just like feeling well fed and normal is kind of like over, he'll kind of revert back to being snuggly. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I was worried. I was like, maybe his name doesn't fit anymore. Maybe he's not Clonopin anymore. Maybe he's not my special K. Oh my God, I finally got to tell my friend Janae about Special K. I did not realize that she didn't realize that she didn't know what it was. You know, Special K is ketamine, right? That's how you used to ask for it when you wanted it to buy it from not a vet, because that's, you know, ketamine was kind of popular for a little while. And I just like the fact that I called him either 1K drug or another K, you know, Special K, Clonopin, right? Ketamine, Clonopin. That came up today because people are apparently using horse dewormer to protect them from COVID or to treat their COVID. And I was like, yeah, you know, taking like horse medication never really appealed to me. And Janae was like, when did you think about doing that? And I was like, you know, Special K. She's like, no, I don't understand. So that is my long story about how my cat Clonopin has started to eat real food. I hope you enjoyed it. Moose stopped bringing the dead things too. Like, he just, it's crazy because it's like he fixed Clonopin's digestive system, and then he was done. It's like that cat, Moose is like the smartest cat I've ever met, I swear to God. One time I was like, please don't leave dead bodies just lying around. And after that, he just, if he didn't want to eat it, he just left like a dead rat or a dead bunny, like nicely in his food bowl. So it'd be easy for me to pick up and throw away the next day, which, I mean, that's fucking considerate. I thought it was funny. Okay, thanks for listening to my super cat spaz today. And I just wanted to share, if you'd like to read some of my cards, it's snarkycards.etsy.com. They're real fucking cards for your real fucking life. And I want to leave you with a card that I wrote a long time ago about me. Dear Elisa, what will you name the cats that feed off your fetid, rotting corpse? Sincerely, everyone. Because I know that I am a spinster, and I will die alone in my apartment, and there will be cats that eat my face. The only thing I have control over is whether those cats have hilarious names or not. That seems like the most important thing at this point in my life, as far as planning goes. Thanks, you guys. Talk to you later.
Elisa Star, Blabbermouth, breathtaking, so bizarre. Elisa Star, trying to get you to laugh at your scars. Elisa Star, tells you what's up wherever you are. Elisa Star, she is a booby blabbermouth who is your friend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.